With some news tonight. Yes. All right. So let's see what's going on out there. Decatur, Texas couple who attended church regularly were running a meth and DMT drug lab out of their home near a school zone with three children living at home with them. Yeah, this looked like a normal family to so many out there. So they were just kind of amazed that they found out what this couple was up to. Of course, they got arrested and busted for their meth lab and DMT drug lab out of their home. Yeah, normal, but all a lie. Not normal, right? Not a normal Christian family. No, it wasn't even a Christian family at all. I mean, Christians don't do meth labs in their home. That is really strange, isn't it? Yeah, so things are not always what they appear to be, are they? Sometimes there's something else altogether. Well, tonight I'm having trouble with the chat room. I can't seem to get in there, so I guess that we won't be doing the chat room tonight because I can't get in. At least I can't on my end. Maybe you get in on your end, but can't do it here. All right, so John MacArthur, Pastor John MacArthur in California, warns that culture systematically designed, weaponized to destroy children. That's right. The culture was systematically designed and weaponized to destroy children. Yeah. Designed by Satan and people under the control of the devil is what I think. Yeah. And certainly it's done its job in so many cases. But there's more to it than that. We'll see some of that tonight. But anyway, Biden's National Day of Prayer excludes the word God. That's because he has antichrist spirits. He didn't use the word God. He wouldn't use the word God. He wouldn't use the word Jesus. Of course not. But a lot of them might use God, but they won't use Jesus. But he wouldn't even use God. And he's getting criticism from that for that, of course. Yale University professor Philip Gorski claims that Christian homeschooling is breeding white supremacy. Oh, right. Okay, sure. That's just not true. But and he accuses Christian homeschoolers of advocating a fusion of Christianity with American civic life, which he says carries assumptions about nativism, white supremacy, authoritarianism, patriarchy, and militarism. His bottom line concern is that homeschoolers are taught that America is a Christian nation founded by white Europeans. In other words, they're being taught the truth, not a revised history ordained by the critical theorist Marxist of the new left, right? So they're not acceptable if they do that. They can't tell the truth. No, they have to toe the line of telling a bunch of lies about our history as a nation. And unfortunately, they're changing the books and history books. They've already changed a lot of them, but they're still changing more and want to do away with true history of America and make America bad, you know, when it was, you know, at one time the greatest nation on earth, sent out more missionaries than anybody. But times are changing, and the attack is on, all-out attack by Satan on the church. Christian leaders in Finland face 6 years in prison for quoting the Bible on homosexuality. That's right, Finland's former interior minister and leader of the Christian Democrats has been criminally charged for pasting a picture of the Bible open to Romans 1:24-27. Also a Christian author, editor-in-chief of Luther Foundation Finland publication, is guilty of incitement against a group of people due to his continuing support of traditional marriage. Right. So you tell the truth about marriage, even they're against you. Yeah, Finland approved same-sex marriage, legalized it in 2017, and they've been confused ever since, just like confusion is in our country, too, today. So we pray for that those two leaders in Finland, Lord, that you will bless them and bring them out of this arrest situation, those who want to put them in prison. We pray they'll be liberated, Father, in Jesus' name. Black Lives Matter Global, that's the name of the Black Lives Matter Global group, calls for rape and murder of white people, saying it ain't murder when it's for equality. All right, well, murder is murder, folks. I'm sorry. You can put your justification on it, but it's not right. Okay, Allen, Texas High School crowns its first LGBTQ plus prom king. And he chose to wear and design his own gown, from what I understand, if I got this right. But, yeah, we won't go into that anymore. Vogue magazine runs an article asking if banning having babies is pure environmental vandalism. Really? No, God said, be fruitful and multiply. And so God knows that there's going to be babies born, and he wants it that way. And so don't tell me you're garbage. I don't believe it. Okay? Lubbock, Texas voters approve measures to ban abortions and make the city a sanctuary for the unborn. Good for Lubbock, Texas. And Michigan hospital officials, since it's Mother's Day, they want to see their mother, but they tell sons of a woman that you cannot visit your dying mother without taking the jabs or the fake vaccine there. So, yeah, which they say, doctors are saying that's not a vaccine at all, okay, but it's something else altogether, as most of you know that. So they can't go see their mother unless they do what the hospital tells them they have to do, which is take the vaccination. Oh, my. Well, you know, you've probably heard by now Jim Caviezel is exposing adrenochrome process where children are truly terrorized and drained of a substance to make rich people younger. Well-known process in Hollywood among actors. Of course, they call, you know, Jim Caviezel, conspiracy theorist, and we don't do stuff like that, right? You know, they're not saying that, though. They know that they do stuff like that, and it is rather prevalent there among certain actors and actresses. But, yeah, so we live in a very sick world, don't we? And it's getting sicker because of sin and because of the rejection of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because only he can bring sanity to an insane, full of the devil world. You're not going to get it anywhere else except through him. I guarantee you that. And so we're seeing all kinds of things go on right now so quickly. I mean, it takes up too much time to even stay up with it all, okay? So, by the grace of God, we need to keep our focus on Jesus primarily. And, yeah, we'll know what's going on, but we're not going to keep our focus only on that. We need to keep our focus on Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and what he wants to do in our lives and what he is doing in our lives, and getting closer to him and drawing in to the presence and the power of the glory and worshiping him day by day, moment by moment, that we would exalt the name of Jesus and lift him up higher and higher in our lives, that he would be magnified and glorified. Hallelujah, because he is beyond compare. There is none like him. There is none who deserveth praise like our Lord God Almighty and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we need to worship him daily. We need to lift up his holy name, exalt him and praise and worship him. He's the one that gives us great grace on our lives as he works things out. He does miracles, signs and wonders, and delivers us from demons. And we just give him glory tonight as we start this program. Father, we give you glory as we come into your glorious presence. We thank you that you're good to us. We thank you for your power. We thank you that our lips will praise you. We can offer up that sacrifice of praise and glory unto you, Father. that we might magnify you and see your goodness and glory in the land of the living, Father, that we might see your grace mightily upon us today, Father, in Jesus' name. And we just cry out for more of you, Lord, more of you in our life, more of you. We need you so desperately, Lord. We need you so desperately. We know that we cannot make it without you. At least I know it, and I hope every listener knows it too, that without you we could do nothing, and we are nothing. But with you, we could do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. And we thank you for that strength today, Father. We thank you for strengthening us by the power of your Holy Spirit right now. And we draw upon you, Lord. We draw into your presence, and we draw upon you. And Lord, we thank you for ministering tonight by your Spirit, Father. We cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus, and we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We confess it. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You say that over your own life, too. Yes, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You speak it out. And we speak it out to you, Lord, together. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We glorify you. We thank you for healing in our bodies. We thank you, Lord, that we're continual healing taking place for some who are in need of healing, Lord. Let that process continue until it's fully developed and fully complete, Father. We thank you for that healing, that continual healing process in the body where people need that type of a healing tonight, Father. We give you glory for it now. Thank you that by your stripes we were healed. We thank you, Lord. And you said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee, Father. Thank you for healing us, Lord. Thank you for health in these bodies, Lord. Even in spite of all the medical chaos and craziness out there that's going on, demonic lies and deception, Lord, that, Lord, you're our healer. You're the one who's going to keep us well. When we look to you and not to man, not to the corrupt medical establishment that is sold out so much for money, Lord, it's sad, Lord, but Lord, we just thank you that you're going to bring us through these end times. You're going to keep our bodies in health as we trust you to do so, Father. As we keep our eyes upon Jesus and not look into the face of the man-made stuff and the man-ideas of how things should go. But Lord, we want to know your way, Lord. Your way is higher than our way. Your way is higher than mankind's way, humankind's way. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. Oh, Father, we praise you and exalt you. Thank you, thank you, thank you tonight. And we commit this time to you and give you glory for ministering by your Spirit. And we give you all honor, praise, and worship tonight as we start the program and get into this word that you want me to share tonight. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen, amen. All right, praise God. Here we go. Let me get into this word tonight. And hope that you will be encouraged and blessed. A wall that blocks. A wall that blocks. That's the title tonight. Some of God's people today are so lacking and unable to walk as they should walk according to God's word. They're not able to do it. They're crippled. They're crippled saints of God today walking around crippled. And they're living from a place of defeat. Devils have them trapped, have them incapacitated in certain areas of their life. It's like they can go so far and no further in life. It's like they keep hitting a wall that blocks them. And no further they go. They're held back by these evil spirits. It's like the enemy has permission somehow over their lives to do this to them. And there's a blockade in front of them much of the time. And one major reason they may be in this condition is of course, of their upbringing. Their upbringing. Their childhood. How many of us had a perfect home life when we grew up? Probably not a one of us. And some people don't know, really, because they didn't know any other way. They don't know how messed up and dysfunctional their home life was. But one area of the home life that can severely affect us is our relationship or our lack of relationship with our earthly fathers. And so many people have rejection by father spirit in their lives because father didn't build them up. Father didn't hold them, didn't love on them, didn't encourage them, didn't lead them spiritually. Even the father was mean, harsh, abusive, even sexually abusive, or he failed to direct and discipline his children, or he was aloof, or he was not even in the picture at all. How many know that? In so many cases, the fathers aren't in the pictures in today's society, or they're too busy, or the list goes on and on for reasons why that their life was not properly directed of that child and not properly led by a godly man of God, father. For the kind of father you had or lack of a father, as is the case of so many in so many homes today, will affect how you relate to Father God. And so many have a poor father-God relationship because of their upbringing. And God wants to deliver you from that. But for some, it's going to be very big to get that done because there's so much lacking in that area. And by the way, happy Mother's Day to you mothers, for Sunday is Mother's Day. But see, many mothers are lacking in this area too, right? Because you grew up and became a mother. And there was a blockage there for you too. But knowing the security of a right father relationship, knowing the true relationship you have with your Father God will determine how effective you are as a warrior in God's army, his end time army. In fact, it will also determine how much joy, peace, and love is flowing in your life as a believer. One of the reasons today that so many believers are fearful, insecure, and they feel unworthy, they have a hard time loving another person, is because they don't know the Father God. They don't know the Father. And how many know you can be a believer in Jesus and you can be born again, but you not really know the Father? Why? Because the Father is revealed by revelation knowledge by the power of the Holy Spirit. His love. His love for us. His power, his presence, all come by revelation knowledge, by the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit reveals the Father to us. And the Holy Spirit wants to reveal the Father, but we have to want the Father to be revealed. We have to seek to know the Father. We have to seek to know the Lord. Have you ever watched a small child in a very strange place or a strange situation? I mean, he might be. When he first comes into that situation, he might be real insecure and unsure of himself. He might be real shy to say or do anything. But let his daddy walk up and put his big, strong hand in that child's little hand and watch that child just be transformed. Now he acts like, well, he owns the place. I mean, he's not shy anymore. Why? Because his father's hand is in his hand. Yeah. Let's go over and read a scripture or two here. You know, I want you to know that the Father has your little hand in his mighty hand today. Amen? We need to know that. We need to be secure in that. We need to be built up in that. Oh, yeah. John 29 and 30. John 10, 29 and 30, that is. 10, 29 and 30. He said, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. See, our hands in his, and no man can pluck us out of there. No Biden, no corrupt liberal, no leftist that hates God and wants to do away with Christianity. No, and he says, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one, and we're one with Jesus. Jesus says we're one spirit with him, and if Jesus and the Father are one, then we're one with Jesus and the Father. If we're one with Jesus. Yes. Look at another scripture. Psalm 73:23. Psalm 73, verse 23. And it says, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. See, we're going to be okay, folks. We're going to be received into glory someday. If he doesn't come first, otherwise we're going to be received into glory one way or the other. And then we got to remember, who have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Powerful word, folks. Powerful word. Because the word of God is powerful, more powerful than what any politician has to say, that's for sure. And this is what I believe, that he so wants you to get a revelation of today. Because when it becomes revelation knowledge in you, you're going to rise up and you're going to be a bold soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to be a bold believer in this time where boldness needs to be manifested like never before. See, the enemy can't kill you. All he can do is destroy your body, but your spirit lives on and on. The Bible says from glory to glory, he can't kill your spirit. The devil can't kill your spirit. The devil can't do that. See? And you know, so the Bible even says, why do we fear? What can man do to us? He only can kill the body, but he cannot send a whole soul to hell. No, can't do that. So we're going to be all right if we keep the hand of our little hand in the hand of the Father. Amen. We're going to make it. Daniel 11:32. It says here, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flattery. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Well, the key here is the people that do know. There's a whole lot of people that don't know. But do you know your God? That's the question I have for you right now. Do you know your God? And if you say, well, I don't really know him, then you need to get saved. And if you say, well, I don't know him real well, then you need to get to know him more, right? And if you need to get saved, just ask Jesus into your heart right now and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Repent for your sins. Have them washed in the blood, see, and you will be saved. That's what the Word says, see. That's what the Word says. See, you won't do very much for someone you don't know very well, right? Oh, but let that one be your best friend. Jesus said, I have called you friend. You will trust him, and there's nothing that you won't do. For your master, for the one is your best friend, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is my best friend. There's none other as close as Jesus, right? But many Christians do very little because they know him very little. That's the thing. See, Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do, because he knew the Father. He even said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So shallow Christians have shallow relationships with Jesus, with the Father. Carnal Christians have little relationship with the Father. They're too busy being in relationship with their flesh. They're too busy doing their own thing. See, because they don't know him that well. And carnal Christians are fleshly and sensitive. Ruled. Flesh ruled, sense ruled. And spiritual Christians have learned to crucify the flesh and to let the spirit have the ascendancy in their life, let it have the high place in their lives instead of the low place. They let the spirit of God have the high place, because they have taken the time to develop a relationship with Jesus. You know, it takes time to develop relationship with people. You have to spend time with people to develop a relationship with them. And the same thing is true with the Father. You have to spend time with the Father to develop your relationship with him. You can't just ignore him all week long, and then Sunday morning or some broadcast time that you take time to, well, I better, you know, put on something about Jesus or something here, after you ignored him all week. Really? That's not much of a relationship, folks. You know, what are you going to do when you really come up against things like you never have before? You need to know him. Okay? You need to get to know the Father. You need to get to know Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to live a life of an overcomer, and to really know the Father must become more, you know, must be more important to you than your flesh and your senses and all the things of this world. You know, they're going to pass away, and they are. The fashion of this world passes away, but so the things of God are not going to pass away. So what is your priority in life? If it isn't your relationship with God, then you've got the wrong priority. I'm telling you right now, because I don't know how you're going to get through these days if he isn't your priority, if he isn't the most important person in your life. I don't know how you're going to get through the end time. Right? Now, it's a proven fact, and it's well known in deliverance circles among deliverance ministers, that if one has not had a very good and very loving relationship with his earthly father, it hinders him or it hinders her from seeing Father God as he really is. Why? Because spirits have operated to keep you from knowing the Father like you should, because your worldly, earthly father was not an example in most cases, was definitely not a perfect example of the Father God. And some are so handicapped in this area, okay? And see, some didn't even have a father to be an example to them. All they knew is their father abandoned them. Their father left their mama for another woman or another man nowadays in some cases, right? So, yeah. And see, one of the most famous and subtle tactics of the devil is to pervert things. Perversion, right? He is a pervert. The master pervert is the devil. So he wants to pervert your way of seeing and relating to the Father in heaven. The Father's mad at me today. I didn't do enough. I didn't read my Bible enough. I didn't pray enough. You didn't do your chores. You didn't witness enough. You were a bad boy or a bad girl today. You said a bad word. You did this. You did that. This is demons. They want to distort the God, the image that you have of Father God. And really, the way to find the proper image of the biblical picture of God is through the Bible, see? The true picture of Jesus will show you the Father, and we'll get more into that in a minute. But listen, so he will withhold his love, they think, see? A lot of people think God is withholding their love and that they are in danger of losing their salvation because of God is disappointed in them. They've made so many mistakes. They've sinned so much. They've had so much failure in their life. And it sounds right, especially those who have had these wrong relationships with their earthly father, or they have religious spirits in their life that tell them this is the way Father is, just like your earthly father, or just like that. See, the enemy has set us up for dominion by devils from our very birth. He and his minions have sabotaged our lives from the womb. A godly father and mother was missing in most of our lives. A truly loving father was not the norm in most of our lives. And if there was a father there at all, you know, he wasn't the perfect father. But a lot of times with over half of our nation homes broken and divorced, if couples ever did even get married, there's a lot of couples don't even marry, and they have children today, they don't even get married. And so we have bastard children, raise the bastard child, because the parents are not, they're not married, see? And so a lot of parents don't marry today. And many children were left to themselves much of the time while the parents worked. A lot of the homes today are just single parent homes. Or a stepdad or stepmom is there raising them, or trying to do something anyway, or maybe ignoring them a lot because they weren't their children. Why should I put anything into their lives? You know, I just married the man or the woman here. Then marry the children or whatever they say today, you know. In today's society, most people don't even know what a real loving father would even look like. They don't have a picture of it. Hollywood sure doesn't paint a picture of it. They try to paint some kind of a father there sometimes in some of the more wholesome movies of the past. But today, really, it's a dominant woman in most cases. And the man is just absent so much of the time. So we see a messed up world full of messed up children who grow up and are messed up adults, right? And the devil was successful in messing all of us up to some degree. We'll just be truthful about it. All of us have been messed up to some degree. We are all a mess because of sin, because of demons. Yeah, and some of us more than others, and you know, some of us, more of us less than others, but still, we're all messed up to some degree. Demons have worked to destroy the truly biblical father and mother. Yes. Because truly, today, not only do people have father issues, but many have mother issues as well. Because mothers were not perfect mothers as well. And so, yeah, even though we're primarily talking about father issues in this message, but still, I have ministered to some people that were very messed up because of their mother. As well, because the mother wasn't a godly mother. The mother was an abusive mother. The mother was an angry woman. The mother didn't treat the children with proper care. There was no motherly care, motherly love. Something was missing because they didn't get it either. That's the thing, you know. We expect all this from our parents, but if we look back, we see that our parents, our mother, and our father didn't get loved either. They didn't get what they needed either, so they had spirit operating in them from their family line. And it goes on and on backwards, generation after generation. But today, most people grow up lacking in some area of their home life. That's just a fact now. And because the home has been under attack and is still under massive attack, so much so that the words mother and father are under attack today. I mean, don't be surprised if they do away with Mother's Day and Father's Day someday. So we live in a world where children become dysfunctional and grow up with this curse operating and become dysfunctional adults. And we are a hurting nation today because of this. Imagine being raised in some of the well-known families today, like the Obama family. Can you imagine being raised by that family? I wouldn't want to even imagine that. Like the Biden family or the Gates family or the Clinton family. Some of the Hollywood people's family. Sick, sad, empty, rejected. It's rampant in their lives. Perversion and uncleanness. So perverted, so empty, so dysfunctional. Look at these children who have... the children of these families who are adults now, do they have it together? Absolutely not. The devil might be using them so they look like they might have something together, but you can look at them, you see they don't have it together. They're not blessed. They're cursed, and they're living under it. So is it any wonder that many people see Father God wrongly today? It's not a wonder at all. I mean, it's so obvious today. They think they see him wrongly. They think he is mad. They think he's angry. They think he is vengeful, rejecting, harsh, cruel, ready to punish his children and make us suffer. Well, that's the view that so many Christians have of God today because their view is distorted by demons. Their view is perverted. It is perversion, folks. It is perversion, the way that so many people see Father God today. It is unbiblical. It is not through the eyes of love and through the eyes of grace. It's through the eyes of law and a perverted picture of Father God because we have not had a proper father. We have not seen a godly father, a godly man in our lives growing up in so many cases. So, because how the Father relates to you and loves you isn't harsh. You need to know that. The Father's way that he relates to you and loves you, it is not harsh. It is not based on what you've done or what you are doing, but on what Jesus has done on the cross 2,000 years ago. That's what it's all based on, people. And so the demons have distorted things. They've twisted things. They've pinned in religious armies of religious spirits among Christians to distort the gospel, distort the truth, distort the view of the Father and of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And because of what's been done and our simple acceptance of faith, though, we can be secure in our relationship with the Father now, tomorrow, and forevermore. We need to know the love of the Father. You need to know the love of the Father. Oh, to know the love of the Father. Oh, to know Father's love. Well, how does the Father see me? Well, let's give you some biblical view. Let's not look at the world view. Let's not look through the eyes of a demon. Let's look through the eyes of Scripture. Let's put on our Bible glasses here and see through the eyes of the Word. See how revelation can come forth. Colossians 1:22. It says, in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. This is how the Father sees us. Holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. See? If we continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. See, so this is how he sees it. Holy. Perfect in his eyes. Because of the blood of Jesus. Because you're perfect, he will walk with you, see, and talk with you. See, the word of God is not about many things, but about one thing. And what is that one thing? It's restoration to God. Mankind was separated. Now he has the ability to be restored through Jesus Christ. See, it's about your restoration. Our whole walk with Jesus ought to be about restoring our soul, see? And after we get restored our spirit to God and our spirit gets born again, we get our soul restored. It's all about restoration. As we grow in grace, folks, and we can present that restoration to the lost, too, so they can be enter into the walk of restoration as well. See? Hallelujah. Restoration to where he was before or she was before the fall. That's what it's about. How it happened, why it happened, and what it did for us. See? What the cross did. See? What did the cross do? Well, he made us holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. Three things. Three speaks of completeness, and we are complete in him. The word of God said, the Bible said, we're complete in him. How? Well, let's look at Philippians 3:9. Philippians 3:9. It says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. I'm complete in him by faith, by the righteousness that's given of me, by faith, by believing the word, believing it was mine, believing and receiving it. See? Hallelujah. So we're complete in him. And these three things speak of completion, as I said. See? Hallelujah. It's like a three-day fast. You know? Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the triune God, three parts. Just like we're three apart, body, soul, and spirit. Three things. Yes. Ephesians 5:27. Let's read another scripture here. That he might present it to himself a glorious church. Talking about the church. We are the church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Now, many people teach that we must become a glorious church without spot or blemish or wrinkle before he comes back to get us, or else when he's not coming back till we become that church. But, you know, I've heard that over and over through the years. But how about all the church people that die, the believers that died before Jesus' return? What about them? Are they without spot or blank, without blemish? They're born again. See, I submit to you that we are now without spot or blemish because of the blood of Jesus has washed us away the spots and blemishes. The blemishes have made us an unblemished spirit today, right? So we're now as perfect before God as we'll ever be. So we are a church without spot and blemish in the sense that our spirits are clean and born again And Jesus dwells in there because he won't dwell with sin. The Father dwells in there too, which we'll, again, look at that more, how that works. But otherwise, God could have no fellowship with us if we were not without spot limits, because he don't fellowship with sin. God's not going to dwell with sin. So he had to cleanse us before he could dwell in us. But praise the Lord, he does dwell in us. And Father dwells in us by the Holy Spirit, see, because the word says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, or if you have known me, you have known the Father. So if you want to know the Father God, then look at Jesus, study Jesus, study him as well as the Father in the Word, and receive the fullness of Jesus, and you will receive the fullness of the Father in your life. Hallelujah, and ongoing revelation will take place about who Father is through Jesus, just studying Jesus, because if you've seen me, you said you've seen the Father. And how does the Father dwell in us? Well, how does Jesus dwell in us? They all dwell in us through the Holy Spirit, see? Because the Holy Spirit is inside of you right now. Now, how can the Holy Spirit be in a billion people at one time or millions of people at one time? That's beyond my understanding. He just can, because God is omnipresent. He could be everywhere at one time, where Satan can only be in one place at one time. But not Jesus, not the Father, not the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, how we need to receive the fullness of God in our lives today. We're all in need of a loving Father. You're in need of a healing in your life, a deliverance from your distorted and dysfunctional childhood, being raised by people who, you know, may have been Christians, but they didn't have it all together. Not one of us have it all together, right? We're growing in grace, and we may have more knowledge than our parents did when they were raising us, but still, we all still need deliverance. We all still need grace. How many of our parents, how many were raised in a home that the parents did regular deliverance on you? Probably none of you, right? Very few, if any, because deliverance wasn't that popular for many days and many years, okay? You know? We all in need of our loving Father to be real in our lives, and we're in need of the healing and the delivering power of our God, which he can make us whole. God wants to make us whole. You know, my life was messed up just as most are as a child. My father loved me much, but, you know, the thing is, he died in a tragic auto accident, in a head-on collision in the mountains of Colorado when he was taking us out on a vacation. I was in the car. My mother was in the car. Thank God we didn't die too, right? Because I wasn't saved. And so he died in a tragic auto accident, a head-on collision. And so I lost my dad at a young age, at 6 or 7. Then I never had a real dad love again, because the men that my mother married were not too loving toward me, because you know what? I was not their own. I was not their own child. And some of you know what I'm talking about here. You can relate to that. You had stepdads or stepmoms, and they just never, I mean, they may have tried. Some of them did, but they couldn't love you. And some of these did too, but they couldn't love you like your own dad could love you, if your own dad was able to love you, as many are not. But they may try, and they can do a better job usually than a stepfather, although in some cases, an anointed stepfather can love you greatly, but it's still not quite the same as your own birth father. So thank God I had my formative years with my true dad, but it was rough after that, and I needed much deliverance after getting saved, as all of us have needed much deliverance after getting saved from many things, from many demons, that is, that we picked up through childhood and even from the womb. But Satan sets us all up to be a mess, like I said here. And we can be made whole, but hey, part of that is getting delivered, which so many fail to ever even do, fail to even ever have take place in their life, unfortunately, because it's rejected by so many Christians today. And that's sad. but it's true, right? We don't believe that. We can't have a demon, blah, 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 lie, 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 by the devil. Because the devil don't want to be exposed, see? He don't want to be exposed. He don't want you to go to a place where deliverance is done. He don't want you around those kind of people. He don't want you to know what's going on inside of your life, see? So devils want to make sure, if possible, that people don't come into deliverance ever, because they want you to remain messed up all your life so they can remain within and call you their house, because that's what they call you. But we are now the house of the temple of the living God. We're not the house of devils anymore. We're the house of God. We're the temple of God. So all that needs to change. Amen? All that needs to change and be gone from our lives. Praise God. Praise God. Over to Jeremiah 20. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. 20, verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. Excuse me. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. You know, I'm sure some of you have felt this way before. Can't do it anymore, God. I can't tell anyone else. I can't witness it. There's so much persecution. The battle's too hot. There's too much spiritual warfare. Yet he and his word was in you. Is in you. And is in me. See? His word is in us. So how can we stop what's in us? For I heard the defaming of many. Verse 10. Fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting, saying, peradventure he will do and be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. Fear on every side. Devils in fear. Who's the author of fear? Don't be afraid of people. Just enter into warfare with the demons that are using those people. Recognize what's going on. A lot of times people just give place to devils, and they even think they're right in their own eyes, and they do things, and it's not accurate. It's not correct. But in their own eyes, they're doing the correct thing, and yet they're just falling right into the hands of devils. So we need to get some spiritual discernment here and understand these things and not play into the hands of devils and destroy one another because of that. And then we need to declare war and win in the battle, prevail against these powers of darkness. Verse 11, let's read on. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Okay, look out. Look out, people. Look out, these enemies of God, because listen, you're going into stumbling mode. You shall stumble. Those that persecute the Christian shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Oh my, they are in confusion. Everlasting confusion. Tell me, who is really your persecutor? The demonic hordes of Satan. But he uses people who are yielded to Satan. He yielded to those hordes of evil. But the Lord has promised, they shall stumble. They shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed. They shall not prosper. This is true of the people that are yielded to the devil. And this is true of the devil himself and his devil. All of his devils, fallen angels and demons and anything else that they managed to pull out of heaven with their deception. Put yourself in remembrance of these things. That's right. When the battle is hot, remind yourself, remind your persecutor of these things as well. Hey, devil, guess what? You might be picking on me, but you know what? You shall stumble. You will not prevail. You shall be greatly ashamed, and you shall not prosper forever. Yep, forever. Never be forgotten. You shall live in everlasting confusion. Devil, you like that? That's your little end there. Yeah, not to mention the lake of fire. Yeah. Put yourself in remembrance of these things and put the enemy in the remembrance of them as well. Remember who's holding your hand. We read it. The Father has your hand in his. And if you can let go, I know that. People do let go of the Father's hand. They do try to weasel out. It's like some children, if their father's holding their hand, they try to get it away so they go do their thing. You know, they do what they want to do out there and sometimes get in trouble doing it too because they don't want to hold the hand of the Father. They want to go, you know, do some stuff. But, hey, if you're found in him, we need to have the attitude of the Father. What is the attitude of the Father? Well, it's surprising, but it is nevertheless one of the attitudes the Father has, and it should be one of the attitudes we have because we know that the Father's not doing something stupid. He's doing something godly. He's doing something right. So let's look at this. In Psalms 2:2-4, it says, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Well, what is God doing? What's his attitude? He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Huh. Really? That's what it says. All their plans, all the plans of the presidents and the dictators of this world, of the regimes of the Biden regime and the other regimes of lies of deception. What is going to happen? They want to break Christians and cast away the cords of Christianity and the truth of course Christianity. But Jesus sits in the heaven to laugh. The Father sits in heaven to laugh. He what? He laughs. How do you laugh in the midst of perversion and adversity and wickedness? Because God sees the whole picture. He sees they have an end. And we need to see they have an end too. And only when you know what you know, and you know that you are the winner, and your opponent can never win, cannot prevail, will not prevail, you can sit there and laugh because you see it. You see it. See, God has the whole view. You have a partial view. And God wants to give you more of a view than what you got as a view right now. See? Increase our views, Lord. Increase our seeing to see as you see. Oh, yeah, the Father is holding your hand today, folks. Get to know him. Recognize the touch and the grip of his mighty hand. Do you recognize his hand? Do you recognize his grip when you put your hand in his and he holds you so firmly, yet so softly, yet so lovingly, yet so purely? Oh, my. My, 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 my. Recognize the revelation of it. You learn to be secure in that grip. The Father loves you. Fear not. Only believe this truth spoken about you. Don't believe those lies of demons. Only believe the Father's truth spoken in his word about you. His love, his bride, his chosen one, his friend. You are precious to the Father. You are his beloved child. That's what we are. Just say it out loud. That I am his beloved child, and he loves me. See, we need to grow. We need to grow to know the one in whom we have believed. We must grow to know love. Perfect love casts out fear, and we can grow into his love with the revelation knowledge of it and not walk in fear or be controlled by fear any longer in our lives, even unto death, the Bible says. The Bible even says, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious. He's going to be there with you even in the passing of this earthly body. Passing of the earthly body. It's going to happen to all of us if Jesus doesn't come first. It's going to happen to all of us. We will pass this earthly life. We will pass from this earthly life into a glorious life. Yeah. Amen. Going to happen. If Jesus doesn't come first, Okay? If Jesus doesn't come first, it's going to happen. So we better know that. We better be secure in that. You know, I thought about a man this week who we went into his home and saw the home where he lived, and he had had some horrible type of colon cancer, and it was such a horrible situation. The home had number two all over the chair that he sat on, where it would just drain out of him in like a liquid, brown liquid all over the place, and brown liquid all over the bathroom that he used, both of his bathrooms, just brown streams of down the sides of the toilet and on the seats and all over that area. It's just, oh my, what a situation. And the chair that he sat in to watch television, I mean, it just flowed out like liquid, and it was all over the place, stains of it. And, oh, can you imagine living your last days of life like this in such misery and pain? And, of course, we pray that he did get saved. I do know that someone did go and share Jesus with him, but don't know that he received Jesus or not. I mean, I don't know. He wasn't really walking with the Lord, but he was a smoker and for years and years, and not sure that he, you know, just not sure that he did get born again, even though he was raised some in church and he liked some of the old hymns and things, but we just don't know. And I guess we'll know someday, of course. We know then, but we don't know now, and I pray he made it. There are so many tragedies in this world. And, you know, we're about to see so many more if what is said about these so-called vaccinations is true by a lot of doctors, Dr. Kempe, Dr. Mottola, Dr. Simone Gold, and many, many others as well. These things are about to truly happen. We're going to see a whole lot of more suffering and tragedies, and we're already seeing some, and just because the people that took the vaccine, and or the so-called vaccine, not a vaccine, but yeah, but you know, the devil is the author of this stuff, not our dear Father God, and we cannot blame God for what the devil's doing, because listen, mankind invited the devil into this world, so they're just reaping what they sow by sin, by choosing to reject the tree of life and taking the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And so all kinds and manners of evil have been invited into the world, and all that the devil has to dish out is being dished out, all right? And it is awful. That devil is one evil creature. He has no love in him. And so he's going to manifest what he is: darkness, death, stealing, killing, destroying, destruction, lies, father of lies. Oh my, look what's ahead, people. We better know Jesus, folks. You know, I've watched a number of people face death, even been by the bedside of some as they died, and have performed a number of funerals in my 37 years of pastoring. And the fact is, everybody's going to die unless Jesus comes first. And that's just the fact of the matter, folks. I mean, we need to recognize that. And I know people don't like to talk about death, and death is kind of pushed to the sidelines of society, not wanting to be faced. But it's real, and it will happen. We will put off this physical body, and there is an eternity to face when we do. And the most important thing that we could decide on this earth is what we're going to do about Jesus, right? Are we going to receive him, or are we going to reject him? And if we do receive him, what are we going to do with him once we have received him? See? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? How you die doesn't have to be a tragedy like this, man. Doesn't have to be. If you know Jesus and you war against the enemy and you walk by faith and by Jesus' word and trust him with a long and healthy life, he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. Just like Gordon Lindsay passed in church. He was just in there in church, and he just passed over and went on to be with Jesus. You know, God look to his precious ones and take care of them. And you need to believe that he's going to take care of you and quit expecting the worst and break the curse of the worst that has happened in your family line. Because you don't have to be like the rest of your family line because, hey, they may have perished for lack of knowledge, but you have knowledge. You have truth, and you can begin to speak the truth over your life. Speak the truth over your life and the future of your life and the time of your passing. Yeah, many of the people do. Well, some of the people in the Bible knew when they were going to pass. They knew, and God told them. And he might tell you too. He might tell you, but he might not. But still, he might. If you ask, he might prepare you for it. And because precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his son. So many people are sad today, but yet we don't have to be sad continually. So many people are in high anxiety all the time. So many people are so stressed out. So many people are looking on the things in the earth and the problems and the financial difficulties and the physical difficulties and all of this. This has really messed up a lot of people, this COVID fake pandemic to try to make the human race a bunch of slaves. Yeah, we don't have to be sad. Are you happy? Or are you sad? How many of you want to be happy? You know, there is a happiness for every believer, but the devil don't want you happy. He wants you to be miserable, to be tormented, to be troubled all the time, to be anxious, worried, stressed. But there is a happiness. You can be sick, going through a trial, having an argument with your husband or wife or dog or parrot and still be happy. That's right. How? Well, first let's understand what does happy mean. Happy is makarios, and it simply means blessed. Happy is that people, or blessed is that people that know the Lord. See, people in the world are searching everywhere to get happy, and yet they never seem to be happy. Why? It's elusive to them because it's impossible for them to be lastingly happy because they are not going to be truly blessed without Jesus. So they cannot be truly happy without Jesus. Why? Because they are not blessed indeed. Can't be, right? Indeed, they cannot be because they are under the curse, right? Curses. Curses. Or everybody that don't receive he that became a curse for them. Even many Christians live under various curses, but let me ask you a question. Are you still blessed as a believer when you are arguing with your husband or wife or your dog or your parrot or pig or whatever you got there? Or when you are sick? Or when you are in debt? Or when you are fearful? Are you still saved? You may say no, but that's not true. If you're a believer, you're a blessed person. Whether you walk in the blessing or not, you are a blessed person, and you have that blessing there to draw upon. But you may not draw upon it. You may not live in it, but it doesn't mean it isn't there. And it doesn't mean that you're separated from the Lord when you're, because you're having an argument with your wife or your husband or your whatever, your dog, your cat, your bird, your brother or your sister. Oh, but I don't feel like it. I don't feel blessed. You have just located yourself, right? I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. How many times have we said, I don't feel like it? And how does that stand with God when you say that? Oh, the devil will master your feelings if you let him. He will manipulate your feelings. What does the Bible say in 2 Corinthians 5:7? For we walk by faith, not by sight or senses, not by our feelings. We walk by faith, not by our feelings. Do you walk by your senses or do you walk by the Word and the Holy Spirit in your spirit, God in your spirit? See, this is the secret of Paul's continual victory. How could he suffer such persecution and still rejoice in the midst of it? How could he do it? Because he knew he was blessed. He was happy. He was blessed. See? You know, I'm happy because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed because I'm a child of God. You're blessed because you're a child of God. Start seeing yourself that way. I'm happy because we're whipping up on the devil here tonight. Yes, and we're going to whoop in some more in deliverance in a minute. See, when you know you're blessed, when you know you're blessed, you could be happy in the most adverse of circumstances. Why is that? How can that be? I mean, you don't know what I'm going through, Pastor. You don't know what I've been through in this life. You don't know. Hey, you think that we haven't been through anything either? You think that I haven't been through anything? You think that my wife hasn't been through anything? We've been through all kinds of mess, all kinds of attacks of the enemy. But see, I still have. And this is how we can do it. It's an inner knowing. I still have that inner knowing. I have a knowing of the Spirit. I have a knowing that I'm blessed. In spite of all this mess, I'm blessed. In spite of all the attacks of the enemy, I'm still blessed, and I'm going to come out on the other side of it. Amen? I'm going to come out on the other side of that disagreement. I'm going to come out on the other side of that sickness. I'm going to come out on the other side of that lack or whatever we go through, that adversity. See? And you people are blessed too. Yeah, you. You're blessed. If you're born again tonight, you're blessed. You may not be walking like you are blessed. You might not be acting like you are blessed. But the fact that the word of God is not a lie, and it says you are blessed. So say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Just say it aloud. Get used to saying it. It's a knowing. It is a knowing that this argument with the husband and wife is just temporary. This sickness is only temporary. This situation and circumstance is only temporary. After it's all long gone, I'll still be blessed. And I'll still have Jesus in me. And I'll still be an end-time overcomer, see, because I'm going to cling to him and keep my hand in the hand of the Father all the days of my life. All the days of my life. See, it all goes back to what you're looking at today. What are you looking at? What you got your eyes upon today? 2 Corinthians 4:17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen. See, are you just looking at the things that perceived by your senses? The things of, well, I see an angry person there. But at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Are you limiting what you see totally to only the natural, only to your present situation and circumstance? If you are, that's to be pitied, my friend. Because, listen, we're not living for just right now. We have so much more. We have a heritage. We are the children of the living God. We have our hand in the hand of the Father. So what are you doing? Or have you got the happiness of Paul that says it's all a light affliction? Well, how could he say all that he went through, being whipped on his back and being shipwrecked and bit by a snake and all these things that he went through, left for dead, stoned, left for dead? How could he say that's a light affliction? How could he say that? What does that light mean in the Greek? It's elephros, and it means easy to bear, light in weight, like carrying feathers. Do you see your trial that way? Probably not. I sure haven't seen some that way either. But hey, if not, we need to program and reprogram our mind tonight. We need to reprogram ourselves to see them the way that that word actually what it means. Easy to bear. Yeah, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, he said. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Light affliction. Compared to eternity in hell, I tell you, that is a light affliction. Compared to eternity in torment, the rich man was in torment in hell. Oh, Lazarus, just dip your hand in water that I might have some relief from this. Torment, torment. This is light affliction compared to torment. Forever, never ending. Oh, my. Yeah. And so we need to look at the right things right now. We need to get our eyes on the right things. We need to get our eyes on Jesus. We need to get our eyes on eternity. We need to get our eyes on the prize set before. We need to quit looking at all the bad that the demons are doing to us and look at Jesus, our deliverer, and get everything out of there. And while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What are you looking at? James 5:11. Over there. James 5:11. It said, behold, we count them happy which endure. Blessed which endure, right? You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. He's got tender mercy to you. You get the mercy. Take it. Take it. He's got tender mercy. Look at the end of Job's life. God blessed him. The devil attacked, but God blessed him. Even though he had fear and he opened the door to the devil through his fear, God still blessed him. Endure. That word endure is an interesting word here. In James 5:11, behold, we count them happy which endure. That is hupomeno, 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 to abide. Blessed is those who abide. Remember, meno means to bear up courageously in trial. But hupomeno, to abide. You want to be happy, you need to abide, to continue in Jesus. Continue in Jesus. Without Jesus, you can't continue this fight. You can't make it. How can you bear up courageously in what's ahead, in the things that are ahead for planet Earth before the return of Jesus Christ in the tribulation period? How can you do that? How can you bear up courageously if people start dying by the droves out there because they took something that was not proven and now it's starting to kill them? And many Christians are taking this and they're just not thinking it through, not doing the science, not doing the research, not finding out what they're getting involved in. And, hey, you owe it to yourself to know what you're putting in your body. This is your body. The temple of the Holy Spirit belongs to God. Did you get God's permission to take that jab? Did you even ask him, or did you give him pressure out of somebody at work or out of other Christians who are doing it? Just because other people are doing it? Just because they're jumping off a cliff and dying, you're going to do it too? A lot of people would because, oh, everybody's doing it. I better do it too. And that's the mentality, the herd mentality. We're not in the herd. We're in the sheepfold. We're in the arms of the shepherd. And so recognize you're not in the herd of the world. That's the devil's herd, and we're not a part of that. Why should we act like them? Why should we do what they do? If everybody's doing it, we need to do the opposite, and you'd be better off if you do the opposite of what they're doing. Because if they're doing something, and they have the blessing of the media on it and the blessing of the leaders of the country on it, then you know that something's a snake in there. Because Satan is the god of this world, and he is ruling through wicked rulers in this world. So, better abide in him and better ask him before you do some of these things that other Christians are doing. Just because the pastor said do it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And there are pastors out there advising the people and getting money from the government to do it. Ah, what does that mean? That means that they're hirelings. That means that they're sold out. That money has a bigger voice than Jesus does. Huh? Is that accurate? To let money have a bigger voice than the voice of the Master, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords? Don't make a god out of mammon. The mammon is a devil. Mammon is a strong, evil spirit. So how do we bear up courageously in this time? We abide in him, and his word will abide in us. If we seek his word and study his word, study to show yourself a workman rightly dividing the word of truth, right? To study in the word. See, in him there's a blessing, a happiness. Only in him. Only in him. We're not going to find it in the world. The blessing of the Lord to make us rich, it adds no sorrow, doesn't come through the world system. It comes through God's system. And that's where we need to be involved, in God's system today. Okay, I'm going to go speeding up here a little bit. We got to finish up here. Acts 16. Only in him could Paul and Silas sing a song at midnight, worshiping God after being ferociously whipped. Ferociously, horribly whipped. It wasn't a light thing. I mean, it's not a Hollywood whipping. It's a severe beating with blood flowing profusely. This wasn't a little swat on the hand, folks. Look at Acts 16:22, and the multitude rose up together against him, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon him, they cast him into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, the worst place, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And here they are, just being beaten and whipped with many stripes upon them, blood everywhere, dried blood. They weren't probably cleaned up, and they were thrown in to the prison. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. They were worshiping God, glorifying in such a condition that they were in, that light affliction. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so great that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. So this wasn't a little swat on the hand. Like I said, it was a bloody, painful mess they were in. How could they sing praises? Because they were blessed. Because they lived in the Spirit and they knew things would change. All that we are in now is temporary. All that you're in right now, temporary and subject to change, and it will change. You might not know how it's going to change. You might not see how it's going to change, but if you'll seek God, it could change. Okay? And even if the change is we go be with Jesus, it's going to change, right? 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death. That's why they don't want to hear us. They want to snuff us out because they know they're dead. Dead men walking, dead women walking. Yeah, they are the walking dead, and to the other, the savor of life unto life, and who is sufficient for these things? Hallelujah. You get that? Paul had received the revelation knowledge of it, because he wrote 2 Corinthians by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So what are you going through right now? What are you going through right now? Relax. It will change. So what? Yeah, the worst. You'll go, you'll just go and be with Jesus, right? And things will change. Endure. Look not at the temple. Let that joy within you, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy and then the happiness is your blessed. That blessedness. Rise up and declare it. Rise up that the joy of the Lord is my strength and I am happy because I know God, and I'm blessed because I know God. See? Oh, yeah. I'm a king. I'm a priest of God. I'm seated in the heavenly places. My life is eternal. This is temporal. My joy and happiness will continue because I shall endure. By the grace of God, I shall endure. The last scripture I'm going to read to you today is Hebrews 6:19. It says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that which is within the veil. Yes, sure and steadfast. We have an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast, sure and steadfast. Yeah, both sure and steadfast. And it enters in to that which is beyond the veil. And Jesus, the veil, we enter through Jesus into that which is beyond the veil. And because of the anchor of hope, we learn to live in that which is within the veil, the abundant life, the life of eternal blessing in the Spirit, the life of the Zoe life of God, the abundant life. And we begin to see Father receive his love. His love will see us through to the very end. It's going to see us through to the very end. So Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care what the demons do. I don't care what the other lies are out there. And I'm surely not giving permission to any of it. But I'm telling you that whatever they do, Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's not going to leave you. He'll be with you until he comes or until you pass on to be with him. His love will see you through to the end. We have been made one with Jesus, one with God. We are accepted in the beloved. We are accepted in Jesus and one with him today. We are called, chosen, and accepted by him. And so that ought to just get you in the place where you can start receiving love. If you can start believing these things about yourself, you can get into the place where you can start receiving more love from the Father and receiving the healing love that you need, receiving the healing acceptance. Remember, he said, I'm not going to abandon you, never leaving you, never forsaking you. You'll never be abandoned by the Father. Jesus faced that abandonment for us, right? So that we don't have to face it. Amen. Isn't that powerful? Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. His love is going to see us through. It's going to see us through. And yes, we, of course, yes, should get our deliverance from rejection by Father and abandonment and abuse and on. And we'll do that. But know who you are now. Know who you are in the heavenly. Know, and start walking that way. And walk that way more and more as you get rid of more and more of the hindering of the demonic walls and blockades in your life. The curses and the snares of the devil within, you know, it's a whole lot easier to fight them when they're on the outside than when they're attached to your inside, which are demons, when they're still attached, right? The curses and the snares of the devil within us, we need to get rid of them. And we're going to keep getting freer and freer and more full of Jesus, amen? That needs to be the way it is for our lives. For the rest of our lives, we need to keep on growing in grace and progressively getting more free from the enemy and getting more full of Jesus. Keep being filled with the Holy Spirit, more and more of God. That's what you need to be concerned about with right now. I mean, listen, there's all these other things clamoring for your attention, all this other stuff and yucky yuck out there that wants to just get you so sidetracked, so far away from Jesus, you know, to just need to be single-minded. So let yourself become single-minded. You know, just keep your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his glorious face. You know, don't be moved by all the garbage that's all around us in this whole wicked world. Take yourself into a retreat mode. And I don't mean retreat from battle. I mean a place where you can get alone with God. I say an advance mode, right? We call it retreat in traditional Christianity, but we can call it an advance. We go to an advanced position where we can get in his presence. We can be refreshed, refilled, and renewed, and fill ourselves with worship and word and get in his presence and fill up with his presence. The demons don't want you doing that, so they'll try to keep you sidetracked from it. But, you know, who are you going to listen to? The sidetrackers, the devils that cause you all your problems in life anyway, or are you going to listen to Jesus? Isn't it time we start listening to Jesus? Isn't it time that we start asking Jesus, start talking to Jesus about things instead of just doing things without talking to Jesus? Just because somebody else says it's good, listening to worldly advice, listening to other Christians and just doing things because, what about Jesus? Is your relationship that shallow that you don't hear from him? Is it, or you can't spend time with him to hear him? Or you get antsy to spend a little time with Jesus so where you can hear God? You think he doesn't want to talk to you? You think you're so bad? See, we talked about that. That comes from your upbringing. It comes from demons. Jesus says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. He doesn't say, listen, I'm going to avoid you like a plague. He never said that. You're not going to do that. Come on now. Let's get the right view of the Lord. God is love. He also has wrath for the lost person. He said, we are not appointed unto that wrath. We're appointed unto love, grace, and mercy, forgiveness, cleansing, the blood, to be kings and priests and joint heirs with Christ. That's who we're appointed to be and what we're appointed to be a part of. So, amen. Amen. So we're going to make it, thanks. We're going to make it, and we're going to get some deliverance to you in a minute. But we're going to take a little intermission here and realize that his love is going to be worth it all, man. It's worth it all. And we're in the army of God, and we're going to prevail, and we're just going to keep on praising his name. Amen. Keep on praising his name forever. Amen. 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 Okay. So as we just continue on here in a few minutes, we're going to set ourselves into some deliverance and set your mind to receive, set your spirit to receive, and let the blessing come forth on your life and receive the ministry of deliverance, because God wants you to have it. Amen? He wants you to have it. All right, so we'll be back in a couple minutes here, and we will do some deliverance.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed, and not in despair, not in despair.
To remain. We hit the rejection family, of course. But first, I want to deal with this spirit, because I sense that some people feel that they're just a defiled mess. That God, they're just not going to please God. They can't not please. They're just not pleasing to him. So we command the spirit of defilement to come out. Spirit of defilement. senses that you're just so defiled. The demon of defilement has come in to make you feel like you are just defiled, so defiled. You come out of there right now. You lying devil of defilement, come out. Come out now, right now. All that spirit of defilement, come out in Jesus' name. Come up out of it right now. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Spirit of defilement. Come out. All the way out. Up and out. Go. In Jesus' name. Spirit of defilement. Come out now. Come on out. Come on out. Out, 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 out of there. Up and out. All that defilement. Go. In Jesus' name. Come up and out. Up and out. Up and out. In the name of Jesus. Right now, spirits of defilement, we're talking to you, and we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. Loosen and let them go. All that spirit of defilement, come out, come out, come out. Self-rejection, you come out. Self-rejection spirit, you come out. Self-reject calls you to hate yourself, reject yourself, think that you're an awful, unclean thing, and God really just can't bring you in and accept you. Because you weren't accepted by growing up, come out of there. Come on, all the way out in the name of Jesus right now. Come out. Self-rejection, come out. Self-rejection, come out. All the way out. Come up out of there right now in the name of Jesus. All that self-rejection, come out, 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 come out. Spirit of incest, come out. Incest, come out, 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 all the way out. Yeah, we ministered to somebody that had sisters, and both sisters were raping their little brother. And yeah, that was incest, okay? And we rebuked those spirits of incest, however they might have showed up in your life. Come out, come out, come out, molestation, come out. Come on, spirits of molestation, you come out. You're molested. Come out. All that molestation, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out all the way out. All that molestation, being molested as a child, come out in Jesus' name. That sexual abuse, come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All that sexual abuse. Sexual abuse. Come out. 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 Come out of there. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. Out. 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 Come 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 out of there. In Jesus' name. Go. 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 Go all the way out, all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, keep coming out. Keep coming out. I bind you. You have to go. Have to go all the way out. All those lying spirits that lie to you about the Father and His love, you come out. Those lying spirits that tell you you're unacceptable, that you're not good enough, that God would not receive you, come out. Come out, all the lying spirits, come out right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, lying spirits, lying about God, lying about the Lord. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, 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 come out, come out, come out, all the spirits of a failure, come out, you're a failure, oh, I'm a failure, come out. All that spirit of failure, go, go, go. That people spoke that over you growing up, that you're just going to fail. You're just not so smart. You're stupid. You're this, that, or the other. Come on out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Come out. Come out. Failure spirit. Word curses of failure over you. You break those word curses of failure. Come out. Come out. And not so smart spirits, all those spirits that have word curses spoken over you, come out. We cancel, break them off of you now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there all the way out. All the way up out, Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, up and out, all perverse spirits, go, perverse, perversion, sexual defilement, come out, go, 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 all the way out, all perversion, go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, sexual defilement, come on, all those defiling spirits, gotta go right now in Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Sexual defilement, defiling spirits, come out, 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 curse of dumbness. Come on, we break those word curses that you're dumb. Come on, all that dumbness, we break the curse of dumbness. Come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Let them go all the way out, up and out. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on, all those mental curses over your mind. We break those curses over your mind, mental curses. Come out. Come out. That dumbness, that moron, that slow learning. That we break these curses with sanity, you're crazy. All those things that were spoken by different ones in your lifetime over your mind, over you. We command them to come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. You're a slow learner. You're not so smart. Come out. All those curses, those word curses, we cancel the command of demons to come out. All those demons, you have to go in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Go, go, go. Come out, 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 come out. Come on all the way out. Keep going. Move in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. Go. Come out. Come out. Come on out. Move. Come out. We break these word curses. Break these mental curses over the mind. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. We break the curse of rejection by Father. Come out. Come out. Rejection by Father. Come out. Come out. Come out. Go in the name of Jesus. Rejection by Father, go. Rejection by Father, come out, 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 come out. Rejected by Father, rejected by Mother, come out, all the way out. Rejected by Mother, too, come out, 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 all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. In Jesus' name. Keep going. Keep going. That root of rejection, you come out. Come out. Come on. All the way out. Okay? All the way. Root of rejection. Come on. We break the power of that curse, the root of rejection. Come out. 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 Come on. Come out of there. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come out. Come on. All the way out of there. All that root of rejection. Come out. Come out. Come on. Come up out of there. Come out. Fear of being rejected. Come out. Rejected by Mother. Rejected by Father. Root of rejection. And fear of being rejected. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way up out of there. In the name of Jesus, be weakened by the blood. You are defeated. Angels going and sword these demons right now. Sword them right now. You have to go all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, a spirit of block love, you come out. Blocks the love of the Father. Spirit of block love, you come out of there. Come on, all the way out. That block love, we bind you. You come out of there. God wants us to receive his love. So that spirit of block love, you come out. Come on, all the way out. All the way out. Block love, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Block love. Yeah, spirit will get in there and it will try to camp around your spirit and block you from experiencing the love of the Father, the love of the Jesus and the Holy Spirit, because that's their nature. See, if you're not feeling their nature, then you're not feeling who they are. You're not sensing who they are if you don't have a sense of their love for you. something is being blocked somehow, because he wants you to be have a sense of his love for you. He wants you to have a knowing within that you are loved, that you are chosen and accepted and brought into oneness with him. See? Hallelujah. So come out of it. Block love. Block love. Come out. 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 Blocked out love. Come out. The spirit has got to block the love of God for being fully released. Any way they can, come out. All the way out. Come 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 out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name above every name of demons, you bow. You come out. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out of it. All the way. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. We break your power, devil, from blocking the love of God any longer here. You get out of the way right now and go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out all the way. Keep coming out all the way. All the way. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we break the curse of the bastard being born out of wedlock. Come out of wedlock. Come out. Come out. Curse of the bastard. Come out. Come out. Come on out of there. All the way out. Right now. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. Curse of the bastard. Come out. We break the curses of the bastard. Come out. In Jesus' name, we command the spirit to go, so you don't have to live under that curse of being born out of wedlock any longer. Come out. 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 They make you feel like you're not a part of things. They make you feel like you're not a part of any family. Not even if you have a family. You're not really a part of it. You're just something that's top of you. So you come out of it right now. Go, 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 go all the way out. All the way out, up and out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. You have to obey. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. All the way up out of there in Jesus' name. The curse of the bastard. Curse of the fatherless child. Go, go, go. Curse of being married, being born outside of wedlock. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. An adulterous birth or a fornicating birth. Come out. Where they fornicated outside of wedlock and birthed you. Come out. In Jesus' name. They break the curse. Command the spirits to go. Come out. 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 That dysfunctional spirit. Go. All that spirit of dysfunction from childhood. Come on. Dysfunctional childhood spirit. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. The spirit of dysfunction. You cannot function normally. You cannot function because of this childhood paralytic spirit that came in that paralyzed you, messed you up, stopped you, and arrested your development. Come out right now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Dysfunctional child spirit. Come out. Come out. Dysfunctional adult spirit. Come out. Come out. Arrested development spirit. Come out. Come out. They stop your development. At some point, you just quit maturing and growing because of the spirits moving in, because of the pain was so big in childhood, so many things happened. Arrested development. You come out, too. Arrested development. Come out. 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 Come out of it. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come out. Arrested development. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go all the way out. We break the curse of female dominance over you, where your mother dominated you and you didn't relate to the proper father figure in the proper way, that female dominant spirit, you break that too. You come out. Female dominance, come out. 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 All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. We break the curses of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness towards anybody, but especially towards parents right now. That unforgiveness spirit, you got to go. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. I can't forgive my parents for what they did to me, my father or my mother. Come out in Jesus' name. Or my grandpa, grandma, relatives, come out. uncle so-and-so, aunt so-and-so, all that unforgiveness for family members, come out, come out, come out. The unforgiveness for others as well. You have to go. You have to come out now in the name of Jesus. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus and move. Right now, move, move, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving up and out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Keep moving out. I bind you, break your hold, break your control over people. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out, up and out, up and out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way. All the inferiority, because you were raised in situation of rejection, the inferiority is there, insecurity is there. You come out too. We break the curses of inferiority and security, you come out. Come on, all the way. Come out. Come out. Inferiority, insecurity, come out. All the way up out of there. In the name of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus, you have to go. You have to come out. Inferiority, insecurity, come out. Come out. Move out. Move, 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 move. Keep moving. Keep moving. The blood of Jesus is against you. You are defeated by the blood, the blood, the blood, the precious blood. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Take some calls. Get them moving all the way out. Come on. All the way. Take a deep breath. Let them out. Let them out. All the way out. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name and unforgiveness. Any hatred for parents or one parent. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Sometimes the mother is bitter because the husband left and poisons the children against their father and says things in a way of let her bitterness get on the child, and the child gets some hate for the dad, or the vice versa if the mother left. It could happen either way. So we just command the hatred for parents to go right now. Any hatred in there, any bitterness toward them, you come out. Come out. Come out now. Come on. All the way out. Bitterness toward a parent. You come out. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. Keep going. Keep going. Up and out. Keep coming out. Out, out, out. All the way out. Keep going. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All the way, all the way, all the way. Keep moving, keep moving. In Jesus' name, hatred, come out. Come on, those paralyzing spirits that have paralyzed you, come out. Come on, they paralyze your growth process. Stop you because you weren't able to get the love of the Father. Yeah, something came in and tried to paralyze you and sabotage your life. So come out, the spirit of sabotage and paralytic spirit, come out. Come on, all the way out. Come on, all the way. Come out, 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 come out. Come on out of there, all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you have to go. Have to go all the way out, all the way out in Jesus' name. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. You're defeated by blood, precious blood. Come out, come out, up and out, up and out, all the way out, all the way out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Fear of losing your mind, come out. Come on, we break that curse. The fear of losing your mind, you have to go. Come on, out of there, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on out of there, all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. You know, I've ministered to a lot of Christian people raised in Christian homes. Raised in Christian homes, young people. We have, and some of our churches, we have lots of Christian young people there because of the college town, and a lot of the college buildings, students were going to our church at that time, and I ministered to most all of them, deliverance, and it's amazing how many raised in a Christian home have been involved in some kind of witchcraft, some kind of the occult, did a involved in hypnotism, seances, or trances, or astrology, or transcendental meditation, or New Age, or this different kind of occultism, having their fortunes told, and different things. Why? Don't Christian parents teach their children that they're not to be involved in this stuff? See? And yet we've seen it over and over that they've been involved in this stuff. Christian young people have been raised in Christian homes, and yet they've been involved in some type of the New Age or witchcraft or occultism. And it's been a snare to their soul, even though they're born again. A snare to their soul. But we break that witchcraft right now in Jesus' name. We break the power of witchcraft over you, any witchcraft spirit that you picked up at any time in your life. And we command that witchcraft to go right now. Come out, witchcraft. Come out, witchcraft. Come out, witchcraft. Come out, witchcraft. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Come out, all witchcraft. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, all occultism. Come out. Come out. We break the curse of the cult of the occultism over you. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, come out all the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go, keep going. Up and out of there. Up and out of there. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Up and out. Keep going. All the way. 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 Yes, and again, on that same line. I mean, how many of these young people I minister to from Christian homes that all have stuff? All have stuff from an imperfect home life. But people just don't have perfect home life. Let's face it. The enemy's gotten into the parents, and the enemy's gotten into the home one way or another. And not to mention kids having to go to government schools and get that garbage too. You know, all that comes from them. It's just like, the devil is systematically just trying to destroy the young people, right, and get them under their control. Yeah, they are, and that's what Satan is doing. He does it through the educational system. Anyway, I'm running out of time. Father, we thank you for the program tonight. Thank you for our time of deliverance. I ask you to seal this deliverance for those who've received deliverance tonight. We praise you for moving in our lives here tonight. And I thank you for continuing to move in our lives and continue to cause us to grow in grace and keep knowing more and more about you, Lord. More and more about you, Father. And that we're going to continue with you forever, Father. But right now, we have you through this time of darkness in this wicked world. Father, you're going to bring us through it and take us through to the end. And we want to praise you for that and praise you for taking good care of each one of us because you love us so much, and let us receive your love more and more and more and more. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we have the newsletters done for the month of May and June. We'll be getting those out to you hopefully this weekend for those who receive it by email. And so those who get it other ways, we'll get it to you soon. But anyway, it'll come out through email to those who are getting it. If you don't get it by email and you'd like to, just send me an email at theoasis1@localnet.com. Theoasis1@localnet.com, and we'll get one out for you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We love you. Bye-bye now. Jesus, he is good, isn't he? So good. Yeah, let's rejoice tonight, okay? You think we can do that? Can you rejoice? I'm just going to praise God. Spite of it all, spite of it all. Amen. Let's praise him. Let's let him rain, rain as we go. Good night, folks. That's all.